The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Naperville Alarm Company. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville and the surrounding communities, families, and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at just $19 per month. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount. The Straw Team REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Straw at thestrawlteam.com or call 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with good food, fun cocktails, and live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Check out NapervilleTrolley.com/home to book your next trolley ride, or check them out on Facebook. Their number is 630-420-2223. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and Oak Brook, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out Arthur Murray and call them for your free first lesson at 630-355-6240 or check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. First Command Financial Services is also a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. Check out firstcommand.com. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning and light therapy professionals. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out Divine Beauty Luxe Spa. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Check them out on Facebook and tell Mario Dolly sent you. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. Check out napervilleparks.org. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Check out orthocenters.org. Or give them a call for a free consultation at 630-848-6960. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bricconi's. Bricconi's has locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business, family-owned and operated, and they have some amazing food, the best pizza in town. Come visit Bricconi's North for a comfortable dining experience. And you can also see the famous Prado Room, where they host many of their banquets. Check out Bricconi's, that's BRACONIS.com.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you.
It's the Dolly.
Whoops.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Dolly here. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Slam Internet Radio, 89.9 FM in Chicago, and WCKG. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30, and I am your host. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And we do have a lot of laughs on the show, don't we? At my expense, mostly, I will say this. Thanks for all your messages on Facebook every week, everybody. I love them, and I love all the suggestions for me to interview different non-for-profits and groups that are doing great things in the Chicagoland community. So keep them coming. I love them. Today, the show is jam-packed full of guests that are doing, like I said, amazing things in this community, in the Chicagoland community, making a difference one day at a time, one group at a time, one child at a time, one organization at a time. It really is going to be a great show. This is a feel-good show. We have a lot to talk about. Indeed. Now, first, I want to start out by reminding you, as we did last week, we mentioned that Toy Box Connection. I keep clearing my throat again. That happens when you have a Pop-Tart for breakfast. Ever have one of those Oreo Pop-Tarts? Okay. Well, I was running late this morning for the show. I had a bunch of errands to run before the show. So I was out and about, kind of silly what I was doing, you wouldn't believe, in this day and age. I have two banks. One I have my work direct deposit, and the other one is a checking account for another bank. So I'm always running and withdrawing from the one and putting it in the other so that it can cover the checks. I've got to fix this. This is ridiculous. So it took me 20 minutes this morning just in traffic to get all of that done, not to mention all the stopping and talking to the tellers and all that. So silliness. So I got home, and my lovely 9-year-old, soon to be 10, my Molly, she was making herself an Oreo Pop-Tart, and I don't eat that stuff, but running behind today. So I'm enjoying this Oreo Pop-Tart. It is yummy. It's like having a bunch of Oreo cookies for breakfast. Exactly it. That's what it tastes like. Okay. Anyway, I digress here. Okay. We were talking last week to Michelle with Toy Box Connection, an amazing organization that is out in Orland Park. And they are accepting brand new toys. They also take gently used toys. But right now, they're on a mission. They're trying to gather up as many toys as they can for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. You know, the one, the founder, Danny Thomas, he founded St. Jude. They're working hard to find cures and saving children over there. And the Knights of Labor and the International Union of Elevator Constructors is heading down there. They're going to be accompanying, hopefully, two semis full of brand new toys in semis. We need to fill these semis up, folks. So please, please put your hat out there, open up your wallets, and head over to the nearest toy store, stock up, and let's do this for the children at St. Jude. So this, I want to remind you, is going to happen. Well, the drive is happening right now. You can drop off your brand new toys at Bull and Bear of Naperville. They're just off Chicago Avenue. Anytime, drop them off. Tell them you heard about it on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I can't say they're going to give you a free cigar, but you're definitely going to whiff in there. My good friends at Bull and Bear, say hi to Don over there and Matt. And then the other location to drop off, if it's closer for you, is in Chicago Ridge, at the International Union of Elevator Constructors at 5860 West 111th Street in Chicago Ridge. So let's do this for St. Jude's. Thanks to Toy Box Connection for organizing all this and the Knights of Labor and the International Union of Elevator Constructors. What an awesome drive that they're having to bring the children of St. Jude's some toys, we've been told that St. Jude's they run very low on toys in September and October, so our mission is to change that and get two semis full of toys down there. So don't forget to do that. That drive is going to be held from now until September 13th. For more information, you can contact Michelle at the Toy Box Connection at 1-708-691-2715 or check out www.toyboxconnection.com. All right. Well, another quick announcement here before we take our first guest. Cassequain County, you know, that's one of my favorite charities, Cassequain County. Gosh, just I can't say enough great things about CASA and what they do for for kids in the juvenile court system? Well, they are helping out with the Fox Valley Marathon. That marathon is Sunday, September 21st, next month. So if you want to run in the Fox Valley Marathon on Sunday, September 21st, you can help support abused and neglected within the juvenile court system. And Cassequin County is proud to be a charity partner for the Fox Valley Marathon again this year. So if you make a donation of $100 to Cassequin County, you will receive a discount code for 50% off your registration fee for the marathon. It's a win-win for everybody. So make your gift and receive your special marathon code. Please contact Lauren Egan at legan@cassequincounty.org. Thanks, everybody.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Today is a very fun day planned for listeners of Dolly McCarthy Show. If you signed up already, the town, that's a bar and grill in Aurora, they are hosting the second annual golf outing to benefit. It's called 2014 Making a Difference. Let me start this over again. It's a benefit to help support the Aurora Interfaith Food Pantry, and it's a golf outing. And then a dinner, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is so proud to be a sponsor of this. I'll be out there hitting the links with y'all, and I think there might be room for some last-minute participants. So if you would like to go golfing today, if you woke up this morning and you decided to play hooky and you'd like to play golf, play with me. Give me a call, or rather, private message me on Facebook, on the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page, and we'll get you in. So that's all happening today. The tee-off or scramble, it starts at 1 p.m. So you kind of have to get your act together to be involved with this. So, yeah, we'll make it happen if you want to do it. Please call. Let's see, I'll give you a number. I got a number. You can call 630-215-7702. Ask for Tim Shaw. He's the Cobra Commander. Yeah. We talked to Tim a few weeks back. Military veteran. Very proud to know him, part of our military. And he's in charge of this golf art. He's the man in charge. 630-215-7702 if you want to quickly get in on the golfing today. We'd love to have you, for sure. Last night, Bricconi's had their cruise night, and last night was Mustangs. Did anybody get over there and see those Mustangs? I missed it. But guess what? Next Wednesday, if you missed last night, no fret. Next Wednesday is Corvettes and Elvis night. Cruise nights over at Bricconi's restaurant. These have been so much fun all summer long, and they're Wednesday nights from 5 to 9. The last one is September 3rd, so you've got at least four more cruise nights to get to before the end of it. And next week, special night, Wednesday, August 13th, Elvis night and Corvettes. What a perfect combination, isn't that? I'm sure you're going to hear Elvis singing there for sure. All right, well, you know how we like to talk about good things on the show. A friend of mine, an old neighbor friend of mine, her sister, she told me about this in an email. Her sister is actually very sick and in need of some support. And, of course, we want to do all we can on this show to highlight people and organizations and not-for-profits in need. So I invited her her mom to come on the show. So please welcome to the show Cindy Romanowski. Hi, Cindy, are you there?
Hi, Dolly. Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about your daughter, Kelsey, has a medical condition where she's at a point, and I want to talk about that, but she's at a point now where she needs a diabetic alert dog, which is very expensive. And you are you set up a website for people to donate. So let's talk about Kelsey. How old is she?
Kelsey's 15. She was diagnosed when she was 4 years old. And the problem
with
Kelsey,
diabetes. Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. With type 1 diabetes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell us what life has been like for her. What has life been like for Kelsey?
It's crazy. Diabetes type 1 is hard enough to control. You have to check your blood sugars on constantly throughout the day. But she's got other conditions. She's got asthma, and she's got really bad eczema. And then being 15, her numbers are crazy and all out of whack. So she goes really high with her blood sugars. She can get ketones, and she has to be hospitalized and go in ICU because she gets ketoacidosis, and it builds up. It's really bad body. The problem that she's having is she gets really low, and she doesn't feel her lows. So when she could go into a seizure and convulse, which she's done a couple times, if it gets past that, then she goes in a coma. So she checks her blood sugars every 2 hours. And with her not being typical, she could be, 300, at 2 o'clock, and by 2:40, she's in the 30s for no reason. So that's why we are trying to look for, another tool, and we want to use a diabetes alert dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what will this allow, this alert dog, what will this allow her to be able to do? I imagine for all these years, you as her mother have been with her 24/7, and she's had the guidance of teachers. But as she's getting older, doesn't she want some independence? Is this what prompted this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. She's got her permit. She's going to be driving soon. And with her numbers swinging so erratically, I obviously can't be with her 24/7, and yes, she wants independence. She can't sleep at anyone's house. If she does, she stays up all night because she's afraid she's going to drop or something. And, parents, they don't want that type of responsibility. And then also she's going to be going to college in a few years, so... Yeah, she needs an extra help. And right now we get up in the middle of the night, we set our alarms, and she sets her alarm and checks her numbers. But like I said, she wants more independence, and she wants to be able to do things, and right now she can't. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, what's a typical day like for Kelsey?
Well,
I know it's summertime, but when she's at school, would she be able to bring that dog? That's probably a silly question, but would she be able to bring the dog to the school?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Wherever she goes, the dog would be allowed to go. If she goes into a store, a movie theater, if she goes shopping to the mall, she goes to school, the dog will go with her everywhere. And the dog will wear a special vest and everything, so people will know that it is a service dog and not a pet, and that the dog is working.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm told that these pets, these dogs, are also rescued dogs.
Yes,
is that right?
We are using Heads Up Hounds. They're out of Nebraska. And you can look them up or check them out at www.headsuphounds.com, and if you like them on Facebook, when Kelsey does get her dog, you'll be able to see pictures and everything of that transition happening. But Heads Up Hounds uses rescue dogs, so they have a network that through the area shelters and the Humane Society, and when they feel that they find a dog that is right and has the right personality, they'll go ahead and they'll evaluate the dog and everything. And if it turns out that it does have the instincts to do this, they will thoroughly train the dog. Mm-hmm. And Kelsey's done a lot of research, checked out a lot of organizations, and she found that she really loved the concept of using a rescue dog. She felt that, you know, Heads of Hounds is rescuing a dog and the dog's going to rescue her. So it was, you know, nice. It was really nice. And it's a lot cheaper than using a purebred dog.
How perfect is that? That is just the sweetest thing. Now, the dog, did she get to pick the kind of dog?
Yeah, she does.
Obviously,
she can't pick, you know, I want a Dalmatian because they are rescue dogs. But she can say, I want a short-haired dog or a long-haired dog or a curly coat. I want a dog that's white or I want a dog that's black. And that's the type of dog that they will look for her.
She's already registered with them and they're ready to go. Just a question of raising the funds. Is that right?
Correct. She's already signed a contract with them, and we're trying to raise money. She's got $2,200 made right now. She needs $6,500. And the one thing, nice thing about the rescue dogs, too, is they're a lot cheaper than when you go with the breeders. The breeder dogs, they want $20,000 and up. And they start with a dog when it's a puppy and raise it all the way up. So big difference.
With the dogs, let's say, God forbid, she's driving, because you say soon she'll be driving.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, there could be the worry that she could fall unconscious behind the wheel. What would something, that situation, how did the dog react to something like that? Or any other types of situations? What is the dog trained to do?
The dog is trained first of all, to her scent. So she'll send in saliva levels of her different blood sugar levels, and they will train the dog even in the middle of the night to her scent, so the dog will know her before she even knows the dog. And then it's trained when it senses or smells her breath, it'll be able to tell if her blood sugars are going up or they're dropping low, and it will take its paw and it will hit her and tap her with its paw, or he'll take his nose and nudge her with his nose.
Oh, my. Wow. So the dog's consent, if she is going to slip into, you know, an unconscious state?
It'll sense before it gets far, yes.
Right before, yeah. Or diabetic, with diabetics, do they have reactions?
Type 1. She gets, sometimes when she starts dropping low, she'll get real tired. She'll want to fall asleep, or she'll talk, she'll hallucinate, or she won't make sense when she's talking. And another concern, especially driving, she wears an ID bracelet and everything, because if she was driving and started driving erratically, you know, if the police stop her, they won't know that she has type 1 diabetes, you know, so they could confuse it for other things. And the whole concept is the dog will notify her before that even happens, before she gets to that point, and she knows that she's got a pullover test and either eat something or drink some juice.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kelsey's mom, we're talking to Kelsey's mom, Cindy Romanowski, and we are just bringing the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners up to speed and aware that this young girl is in need of a diabetes alert dog, and they're trying to raise money. They need a little bit more than $4,000 at this point. And how are you raising money? I know you have a website to do that. People can make pledges, but there's something going on this weekend?
Yes, we are having a garage sale today and tomorrow until 5:30. It's at our home, 1139 Lakeside Court in Naperville. And we have tons of stuff. People are still bringing us stuff, but we have antique furniture and small stuff and big stuff. It's just busting at the seams over there.
Oh, that's so wonderful. See, it takes a village, and look at all the people coming together.
I feel like we've had a village donate to us. It's been incredible. It's been awesome.
So the dates are?
Today and tomorrow, until 5:30. Tomorrow opens up at 7:30, and on both days we're there until 5:30.
All right, so you got it going on right now. So people
can drive right now. And
I got a bunch of volunteers
helping, too.
Oh, that's just so wonderful to hear, Cindy. What is the address one more time?
It's 1139 Lakeside Court, Naperville, Illinois.
Wonderful. And now there is a website that you can go to, folks, to make a pledge, make a donation, any dollar amount, I'm sure, would be greatly appreciated to help Kelsey get the diabetic alert dog. And that website
is, absolutely, and anything is appreciated. Thank you very much. The website to donate for Kelsey is youcaring.com/Kelsey's diabetic alert dog. So youcaring.com/Kelsey's diabetic alert dog.
That dog will be her saving grace and her best friend through thick and thin, that's for sure. So let's...
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God. My listeners have always pulled through with when we have these pledges and drives, and let's really make a difference here for Kelsey. I can't think of a better thing to do other than going out and buying new toys for these dudes today. I've got everybody on a mission today. Oh, Cindy, it was so nice to talk to you, and give our best to Kelsey, little fighter over there, and I know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. That's all.
Oh, no, I
Thanks
know.
For being
I'm
on
positive.
The show.
Dolly, thank you very much, and everyone, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, darling.
I said
hello.
Darling.
What's up, girl?
Yeah,
she's breaking the news.
I said
hello.
Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swaying while Love and Money's playing all your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
Hey, everybody, it's Dolly McCarthy, and you are listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show. Another great event is taking place. This one is in October, and joining me now on the phone to talk about it is Jenna Wardell. Jenna, are you there? Hi, Jenna, are you there? Hello? You're on The Dolly McCarthy Show. Hello? Hi. Hello. Hello. Okay, call back. I wonder what happened. Jen, are you there? Well, I guess we lost her. Jenna, if you are listening, please call back in to the show so we can talk about this event you're chairing and you created. It's with the Schaumburg Firefighters Association. They're having the third annual Pink Ty Ball, that is fitting the fight against all cancer. And Jenna is a firefighter and a paramedic in the Schaumburg Fire Department. Apparently 3 years ago, a couple of veteran officers on the Schaumburg Fire Department and Jenna were talking about how they wanted to do something for cancer, and Jenna came up with the idea of the Fireman's Black Tie event, and the guy said, that's a great idea, told her to put her money where her mouth is, and then the inception of the Schaumburg Firefighters Pink Tie Ball came about. So it's kind of a semi-formal pink tie event where folks can gather and gather together and rally to find a cure for cancer once and for all. The ball consists of 4 hours of open bar, dinner, desserts, dancing, raffles, silent auction, and special gifts for all the attendees, with which of whom are survivors. So it's a lot of fun, and they've invited me. I'm so thrilled to be going to this, because it's a great cause. And I love, you know how we love those first commanders, so I'm honored to be among them. And the ticket is only, can you believe this, for all of this, $65. That is unbelievable. They're doing this all for $65. And I really think that has a lot to do with the generous support of their sponsors and all those involved with planning, keep that ticket price low. So I guess it's all about rallying people, getting everybody together. The first year was really popular. They had had raised $10,000 in the fight against cancer. And last year they raised $25,000. So let's hope maybe they can double it this year. Let's go for that. So if you want to go to this, it is the pink tie. Oh, might have her on the line right now. Jenna, are you there? Hello, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Jenna? I wonder if she's got her mute button on or something. Maybe you have your mute on, because I can't hear you. You're calling in. Oh, well, what a bummer. We don't have her. Well, anyway, if you want more information on the Pink Tie Ball, check out Pink Tie Ball 4092.com. That's Pink Tie Ball 4092.com. That's the website. Hey, Jenna, are you there? I can hear her. I wonder if she's got a mute button on. Oh, well, the event email is also, if you'd like to make a donation or get more information, you can email pinktieball4092@gmail.com. The Schaumburg Professional Firefighters Association is a federally recognized charitable fund, and any and all donations are eligible for a tax refund. That's a little FYI for you. So if you'd like to make a quick and easy donation, you can do so online also at pinktieball4092@gmail.com. All right, and all the proceeds for this event go back into the community to those that are directly impacted by cancer. So I really hope you guys can come. Guess what? Did I even give you the date? It's October 18th, folks, at 6 o'clock at night. So plan ahead. Grab your significant other, your girlfriend, your guy's night out, whatever it be. And it's only $65 for this ball. Sounds like a good, fun date night to me. An open bar, 4 hours of open bar, dinner, desserts, dancing, raffles, silent auction, and more. So I can't think of a better way to spend October 18th than with the Schaumburg Fire Department Station 51. Jenna Wardell, I'm sorry we missed you. Would have been nice to talk to you. But we'll have you back on. We'll have you on. We will have you on the show very soon to talk more about this in detail. And we're really thrilled that you've asked me to be a part of this event, for sure.
Like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Damn, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit rules out of kids don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rollin', hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waving just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. Acting ill because they're full of eight balls. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells. Falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, we have a special guest on the line today. It's Aunt V, everybody. Aunt V, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Aunt V. Who is Aunt V? Guess who Aunt V is? Some of you may already know her. It's my good friend Veronica Porter, who is the owner of Porter Presentations. And now we ask Aunt V, what's for dinner? She has created this amazing branch of her already wonderful company. And Veronica's on the line now to tell us more about it. And I get to brag about the food because we were so fortunate last night. Veronica dropped off dinner for this working mom. It was so nice to come home and have a meal already prepared for me after a really hectic, busy, crazy day at work yesterday. So thank you, V, for dinner.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
The best. Okay, so let's talk about the food first, and then we're going to get into all this. But let me just say the food was amazing last night. She dropped off homemade mashed potatoes. These were not, and I know the difference. That was one of my first tests. When you said you're bringing over dinner and you said mashed potatoes and meatloaf and green beans, I said, all right, we'll see if this lady is for real.
Well, I'm glad you got caught it. And yes, that is for me extremely important is the quality of the food that we're using. I always try to go with organic, locally sourced, and seasonal food. And I think when you start with something that's really the food that you're using, the nutritional and the taste profile will match. And that's so very, very important.
Okay, so V, you do a lot of things in the community. You have a video production company. You volunteer all over the place. This is something new for you. How did this idea come about?
Evolve.
And let's talk about why it's so important.
Well, this idea actually came to me 20 years ago. I have four children now, but at the time I had three children. I was coming home from work. Sounds like I had a day like you had yesterday, just very, very hectic. I was heading home knowing I had nothing to feed my family. And so I had three options. One was to stop and get something, but I was way too tired. The other two were ordering out or going out. And with three young children, it was just, it just wasn't my choice of what I wanted to do. And I just thought in my head, I would just like to have a homemade meal like Mom used to make. And it was like almost like boom, boom, boom. I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to do this 20
years
ago, Brian. But it was just like, I beg your pardon?
And so that was 20 years ago. Great idea. We all
and
have
it took a lot of time. I had to find the right location.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had another child. I had some, you know, I already had a business, as you've mentioned. I had things going. I really loved what I was doing. But always in the back of my mind was this, you know, and it wasn't just the food. I wanted to make sure of the integrity of the food. So I've always been an avid gardener. My grandfather owned a farm here in Naperville. He would be called an organic farmer by today's standards. My father was an avid gardener. And I just, you know, really felt that that was just as important an element of it as well. When I grew up in Naperville, it was a farm town. There was very, you know, the farmlands were abundant. And I always felt like I caught the end of an era where people grew, gathered, and preserved their food. So I was little when this was happening, but it was a part of growing up that I really, really treasured. And gathering together and building community, I think, is so important, especially at this day and age where people are just very busy. And mm-hmm. if you can gather together at a meal, uninterrupted with your, you know, with your family, I mean, statistics show how important eating a meal with your children is for them to stay out of trouble and a lot of other things. So it's just, when I thought of this 20 years ago, I didn't, you know, it was just an idea, and it took a while to find the location, to get my culinary license, to get all the proper health department things in place. And
well,
I was lucky enough to be able to...
You, yeah, and not to mention you're a mother of three young children. That you're pretty busy.
Yes,
you're
I was very busy. And then I had a fourth, so that even added to it. So it took some while. It took a while, but like I said, I was enjoying what I was doing. I was very involved in marketing and media and that sort of thing. So I, you know, doing special promotions, volunteering, as you said, involved with the community. And so it really was about a year ago that I was like, if I'm going to do this, let's do it now. And like I said, I also was involved. So my theme is from the garden to the table, from the classroom to the community. So I teach and I do a lot of other things. I do have community gardens throughout the area. The last several years I was working with community gardens in the Englewood and in the city. The Chicago Public Schools, when they saw me working with the kids, said, would you mind coming in and teaching a class? Because we do have several generations that have been alienated from really being involved with gardening and realizing they think that food comes out of a bag or out of the drive-thru window, you know. It's a culture that has evolved, and we need to think about serving the next generation, our children. This is the food industry has become very, you know, moved far away from its origins. It's become a very processed fast food world. And we can get back. I think this is the generation where we need to get back to the land, get back to organic, eating really good food, whole food, and preparing it properly. That's mm-hmm. kind of my whole mission is to teach the teach people if they're interested. I don't want to preach. I want to teach. And I, you know, if they're interested and to make it available, a lot of people don't have the capabilities to grow a garden. They may not have the capability because of their busy schedule to make a dinner. And so that's what I wanted to make those services available. And if they, you know, if they, that's what they need, if they want to learn how to grow an organic garden or how to cook food that has a high nutritional and taste profile. I teach classes every month at Lee & Breck, which is a kitchen studio in town. And, you know, and I'm working towards, I have a 5-acre farm that I'll begin working next year, and I'm working on getting another small farm so that I can always have the produce available year-round.
Wow, wow. Now, the homemade meals that you prepare, those are prepared professionally in a professional kitchen, for busy families and individuals, you say. So how does one set up the, like, a schedule? I love, you know, I do have the time and I plan ahead of time. It's not easy, but I make it the effort to provide a meal for my kids. But there are days, like yesterday was, where even though I knew you were coming, it was one of those, it was a lifesaver. There's always one day of the week that just you blow dinner and you end up going through a fast food drive through, or the kids have cereal for dinner.
Right, and you know, and everybody does. I mean, myself included. I mean, but how you can find out what the menu is. They're Monday through Thursday, and you can go online to askantv.com. And on there, there's the complete menus for that week. There's an opportunity for you to order for pickup, and I do delivery at the train station. I think for me, again, I was in the working mom mode, and I thought, you know, you just want to get home and have dinner with your family. And when I was a commuter on the train, that was probably the time I felt it the most. So there is the opportunity to order online in advance, and then you also can I will have it delivered at the train station for you to pick it up.
Oh, how wonderful is that?
Right, I call it commuter catering.
Commuter catering. I love it. I was just getting off the train yesterday. And but you were so sweet to drop it off at my house. You could have met me at the train. You could have.
Yeah, if I'd known, if we'd known. But that's where you go. You can go online, and everything's detailed. It's how many meals you would like. We have family style as well. And 1, 2, 3 meals or family style. You get the opportunity to say where you want it to be, either which train you'll be on, or if you're going to pick it up at my cafe, which is independent but inside the LA Fitness on Freedom Drive. And then there you
That's
leave
the
a confirmation.
Is.
That's where the cafe is. And then you leave a confirmation cell phone number so that I can contact you to make sure that we're, send you the confirmation of your order, and then if there's any details that need to be figured out as to exactly where you'll be, what time, we can confirm that.
Okay. Now tell us about your cooking classes, Aunt V.
They're usually the fourth Thursday of the month. And like I said, they're at Liam Bricks, which is on Main Street in downtown Naperville.
That. Okay, so Liam Bricks, yes. All right.
Mm-hmm. And this
those
month, with it lunch.
You have to sign up.
You do have,
Sorry,
and again, you can do
delay.
That online at askantv.com. All the information is there with the cafe, the classes, and for the what's for dinner. And this month it's on about how to make healthy lunches that the kids will like and you will too. So, and you always take
Ooh,
them home.
Nice.
We have different classes on canning. We have classes on one of my favorites is to ravioli, pierogi, and pot stickers. Because I figure in the world at some time there was a mom, again, who didn't have anything for dinner. But they all had a few vegetables and a little flour and water to make dough. Because if you look at potstickers, pierogi, and ravioli, they are all so similar, but it's different because of the location and the climate of where, you know, of the countries of their origination. So I enjoy the classes. I enjoy being with people, and I enjoy building community because I think that's what's so important, to bring people together. And in history, you read a novel, you see movies, anything. What do you always see? There's always usually at least one scene where people gather in the kitchen and are enjoying a meal together. It's a bonding.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's from the garden to the table, from the classroom to the community. Everybody's asking, Aunt V, I'm asking you, what's for dinner tonight? I gotta tell you, I'm gonna have I have a little bit of leftover meatloaf and mashed potato, and those green beans were amazing. I'm gonna be having leftovers tonight. But what are you preparing tonight?
Well, actually, last night's was tacos, but when I had asked you what you wanted, you said meatloaf. I made that specially for your family.
Now everybody's gonna think I'm a diva.
No, I don't. I was happy
to
do it.
Got her meal delivered.
tonight's menu is meatloaf.
Okay. In all fairness to myself, so I don't get beat up here, I'm not a diva. And Aunt V is my neighbor.
Oh, no.
And I've known her for, I've been out here, at least 10 years I've known you. And one of the best things, Veronica, but I'm going to say Aunt V so people can start to really get familiar with that. I call you V, but Veronica makes amazing egg rolls and spring rolls. And if you ever see on that Ask Aunt V website or in her cooking class, if she's going to make those spring rolls or egg rolls, that is class too. She brought them over last Friday when I had Shelly Rose's 16th birthday party over here. She brought the egg rolls and they were gone within 30 seconds on the kitchen table. All of them. So I can tell you, and the kids loved the food last night. Molly dived in and had 2 pieces of meatloaf. That's my good eater, Molly. And the kids just devoured the mashed potatoes. I think I told them there better be some more mashed potatoes in there for me. But it's really good food, and I'm proud of you. And I think this is a great idea. And
thank you.
You know, folks, for busy families, and I don't know what is the average cost for a meal of a family. Let's say a family of 4 to 6.
Well, the average cost per meal is just under $10. So that's why, and it's a daily special, so it's for that day, that is the meal. The family style plan for a family of 4 is $34.95.
Oh, okay.
Which is, hey. I mean, you could go to McDonald's and spend that much money.
Yeah.
So nothing against McDonald's, but I'm just saying the fast food.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something, and thank
There's
you for bringing up my egg
you.
Rolls. And one of the things that I'm doing, in fact, this week I'm going to be, I also do, I'm a private chef for parties or for events. In fact, sometimes I teach and prepare the food and kind of the entertainment, so to speak, because we kind of all work together and everybody sits around and eats the food as well. So that's something that kind of developed with, and I've just thoroughly loved and enjoyed that as well. So that's something that I do and also like to donate for events, like for silent
awesome.
Auctions and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Well, V, I'm really proud of you. Thank you for stopping in, and thanks for dinner last night.
You're very, very welcome. I enjoyed
yourself.
It. And,
the kids
and, I,
were so
and
happy.
I and I thank you for this time Ooh. To talk.
Absolutely. Well, come back on next month or whenever you want and let me know what's for dinner.
We will. I definitely will. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Thanks, V. Go
Thanks,
to check out AskAuntV.com and see what's for dinner. I'm telling you, that woman makes a mean meatloaf. All right, we got to move on here. The Dally McCarthy Show, this has been quite a show. Lots of non-for-profits, lots of people that are doing great things in the community have been on the show. And last but not least, I'm thrilled to have Marian Ruthig on the show. She is the founder and the executive director. Marian, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, yep. Hi, Dolly.
Hi there. The founder and the executive director of I Support Community, isupportcommunity.org. Check it out. And I invited Marian on today to talk about a great event coming up that I hope you all will come out to on August 24th, Causapalooza. Marian, how's it looking? How's the planning going for this big event?
It is looking great, Dolly. You know what? It is all coming together. We have so many fun things planned for kids and families and adults. We've got face painting, tattoos. We're doing a bunch of field day game activities, cookie decorating. So it's going to be just a great community family fun event. We already have at least 10 of our 25 charity partners are going to come out, so you'll be able to walk around and find out information about local charities. It's just a real good way to combine having fun, learning about local organizations, and having a good time with your family.
And making a contribution. There is a ticket cost, but not too
thick.
Not
there
like
is a ticket
not
cost.
$65 or $100. It's pretty cheap.
No, it's only $20 for adults, and then depending on the ages of your kids, it's either $10 or $5 for the kids. So
mm-hmm.
not a high ticket That's price, and tickets can be purchased right on our website, isupportcommunity.org. And we're going to have live music for 3 hours, barbecue lunch, so it's really going to be a fun event. It's right here at the VFW in Naperville, so convenient downtown location, so should be great.
It does sound like a great afternoon. Let's talk about iSupport. For those that are not familiar with it, or let's get everybody reacquainted with it, iSupport Community, what is it all about? And you started it a little bit over a year ago, right?
That's right. We launched in December of 2012. So iSupport Community, our mission is to increase giving and volunteerism in the community, and we do that by actually connecting people to local charities. The way that we connect people is through our website, where we use video storytelling. So any organization on our site that it looks at all interesting, you can actually watch their story, hear their story, feel their story. So that's one way you can get connected to local charities through us. And the other is that we host monthly events for kids as young as age 3 all the way on up. So we have a kids crew that meets once a month. We have an after work crew, a morning crew, and these are all just monthly events geared towards awareness, education, volunteerism, and make it really fun and easy for anybody to get involved.
Yeah. I really like your website, especially when you go there. Let's say you've heard about Kids Matter, you've heard about Naperville Cares, Naper Bridge. What's Naper Bridge? You go to I Support Community, and there's a little video there that is incredibly informative and engaging, and you can learn all you can about these charity partners with I Support Community. And then go ahead and give right there. It's so easy, right there on the spot, and you're just giving right back into the community and the surrounding communities. I mean, this is just a great concept. I love it. Are you mostly in the Chicagoland area, Marian, or are you expanding across the country at this point now?
You know, we are mainly focused in the Naperville and surrounding communities. Our goal mm-hmm. is to really build up the programming where we're having the monthly events. Our goal is to really build up the number of those events. We'd like to add a teen crew, and we'd really like to get as much of this community involved as possible. And then we would hope mm-hmm. to move to neighboring communities, maybe, you know, a little bit north up in the Geneva, St. Charles, and kind of work our way around Chicagoland. And we'll see how long that takes us to get all around Chicagoland before we go yeah. national. But that's sort of the mission,
well,
is community by community, ground up. Mm-hmm. You know, you need people working with your community, working with the charities, working with businesses. So really more of an organic bottoms-up approach. Mm-hmm. And then it does take time because we're very careful which organizations we allow on the site. I'm not sure if people are aware, but every organization has to go through a vetting process. I'm a CPA, and we look at their financial statements. We look at who's on their board. We get letters of recommendation. So it's really it's a process to get on the site, so which is great, because then if you're a user of the site, you can trust that those organizations are mission-focused. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. One less thing to do and worry about, making sure your dollars are going to the right person, the right group, and for the right reasons. How many charity partners do you have already in this?
We have now 25 charity partners. So we've been growing quickly, and I think we'll add at least a few more, I believe, before the end of the year. So mm-hmm. that's another thing. If anyone out there knows of a great organization that's not partnered with us, that's here locally, if you have a connection, I'm always interested in getting in. I'm always getting connected to, you know, mm-hmm. other organizations that are doing great work.
Yeah. Well, your event, Pazapalooza, is going to be huge to help continue your efforts to increase giving and volunteerism in the community by connecting you to local charities, checking all of us to local charities. So this event, again, is Sunday, August 24th from 11:30 until 3:30. I can't think of a better way to spend a nice Sunday afternoon hanging out at the VFW Hall in downtown Naperville. And they also have a beautiful lawn there. So if you bring the kids, as you said, Marian, there's going to be field day games. It's going to be a really, really good time. So
it's going to be great.
Tickets again. Where can people get tickets?
You can get tickets on our website, www.isupportcommunity.org. Or if you happen to be on Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page and click on the events, and you can buy the tickets right through the event on Facebook as well.
Okay. And are you still accepting sponsors? Are there sponsorship opportunities? People want to sponsor this event?
There would still be sponsorship opportunities, and we are going to have a program brochure that lists the events for the day and highlights all of the sponsors for the event. So if somebody's interested in getting into that brochure, they can go to the website and click Contact Us, and feel free to shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. All right, Marian, thank you so much for stopping by. We're looking forward to being a part of it. The Ellen McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor. We love I Support Community, all that you're doing. Keep up the good work, and we will see you August 24th, Cazapalooza, everybody. Put it down on the calendar.
Thank you, Dolly.
You're so welcome. Have a good weekend. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, one more quick announcement. Naper Settlement is having their final Naper Nights weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. That's the same weekend as the wine festival, too, in town. But August 22nd and 23rd. On the 22nd, it's American English. They play lots of Beatles songs. Really cool, cool band. And on the 23rd, it's 16 Candles. So check out NaperSettlement.com for times. And we are giving away free tickets to that to people that send us Facebook messages or even post on our Facebook pages. We're going to do a random drawing, give away four tickets to the sponsor tent. And there's lots of really cool things in that sponsor tent. And I'm not going to say it because I'm only going to tell the winner. I don't want to disappoint everybody, but it's really cool. All right, so check out NaperSettlement.com for more information on that. And send me a message. If you want to go to Naper Nights, I'll be there. If you want to hang out with me that night, let's do it. Send me a message. And while you're at it, put a suggestion in there for somebody in the community or some organization in the community making a difference that you want to have featured on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I look forward to hearing from you. And now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Please, 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 please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. It's been a great show. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. Sugar is fine. I feel nice. Sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you. I feel nice, sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I wouldn't have.